BritBox.com/NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-through windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
The time is 3:06. This is All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library and the Summer Book Sale, July 12th through July 14th at the Library Garage with books, CDs, DVDs, and more. Information is at lplks.org.
Stay with us. Coming up in the next few minutes, legal issues continue for Boeing. The company has agreed to plead guilty to a federal criminal fraud charge. We'll get an update of news headlines in about 12 minutes. Then the RNC, Republican National Committee, has adopted former President Donald Trump's platform. What does that mean? We will tell you coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Humanities Kansas, presenting the traveling exhibit Sorting Out Race at the Johnson County Community College, featuring thrift store objects depicting race and ethnicity through July 28th. Information at humanitieskansas.org.
KPR at 91.5 FM in Lawrence will be off the air for part of the day tomorrow and all day Wednesday due to some power repairs, tower repairs that we have needed to do for quite some time, actually. All other KPR stations, however, in Emporia, Junction City, Manhattan, will be on the air. And wherever you are, you can always listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or via the KPR app. Thanks to everyone who pitched in to help us afford these repairs. It'll be a much better service down the road. But again, we will be off the air part of the day on KPR 91.5 FM in Lawrence tomorrow and all day Wednesday.
Support for NPR comes from
Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition coming your way with Layla Fadel, Steve Inskeep, and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
It's 85 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence, 85 in Manhattan. The time is 3:30.
Well, in Chicago, police are calling for federal help after more than 109 people were shot during a holiday weekend of gun violence that included three mass shootings, one that left two women and an 8-year-old boy dead, and two young boys in critical condition after multiple shooters opened fire on a neighborhood home on the south side. No one has been arrested yet, and Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says there will be consequences.
Over 100 people have been shot in this city. 19 people have been killed this holiday weekend. These are not just numbers on paper.
Mayor Johnson is seeking federal assistance to provide more resources for local law enforcement. Last year, Chicago police say 18 people were shot and two were killed during the 4th of July weekend. Stocks finished mixed on Wall Street today. The Dow lost 31 points, down slightly. The tech-heavy NASDAQ gained 50 points. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. CanCare, the Kansas Medicaid program, has received a $2.5 million federal grant to enhance health services in schools. Bobby Graf Hendrickson, the state's deputy Medicaid director, says the grant will ultimately bring more Medicaid-covered health services into Kansas schools.
That's going to help the parents not have to take off of work to take the child to yet another appointment outside of the school day when the child could be receiving that service within that school time.
State officials said expanded mental health services will be among the offerings at school buildings. Graf Hendrickson says the state plans to survey schools, teachers, and parents sometime this fall to hear their input. Police in Kansas City, Kansas are searching for a man who stabbed a police officer late last night. The officer was starting his shift around 9:30 last night when a man approached him near 47th and State Avenue, took out a sharp object and started stabbing the officer. WDAF-TV reports that the officer suffered two stab wounds, is expected to recover. The suspect is still on the loose as of today. Anyone with information is asked to call the TIPS hotline at 816-474-TIPS. A search is underway in northeast Kansas for a missing Native American man. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says foul play is suspected in the disappearance of 36-year-old Cameron Shoptees of Blue Rapids in Marshall County. He was last seen on the night of July 4th. The U.S. Adaptive Open Golf Championship is getting underway today in the south central Kansas town of Newton. Nearly 100 men and women golfers representing 32 states, including Kansas, plus 11 different countries, are taking part at the Sand Creek Station Course in Newton. As Greg Eklund reports, the tournament is for golfers with disabilities.
For the first time in the 3 years of the event, there were qualifying rounds to even get into the championship field. Colton Dean of the USGA says the event's growth has made qualifying rounds necessary.
We expected it to eventually get there with the U.S. Adaptive Open, but honestly the growth has been tremendous, and we got there in year three, which, you know, we definitely weren't expecting, but are super happy to see.
The only Kansan who qualified is Kirk Holmberg of Hutchinson, who's in the neurological impairment category. The tournament will take place over the next 3 days. I'm Greg Eklund.
Mostly cloudy skies in the forecast tonight with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and humid. Highs in the lower 80s. Still humid tomorrow night with a low in the mid-60s. Sunny and hot on Wednesday. Highs in the upper 80s. It's 85 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 86 in Topeka, 86 in Emporia, and 87 in Chanute. You are listening to KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It's 3:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we're talking about what you're talking about.
Beyonce is not only revealing Black cowboy culture, she's transforming country music forever.
Trying to understand the world.
What does this ceasefire proposal say?
And sometimes, annoying Jerry Seinfeld.
Are you seriously asking that?
Join us every weekday for a well-rounded start to your morning.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, a great way to start off your day with the latest news from around the world, around the nation, and around the region.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines, then the latest on what was at one time Hurricane Beryl, now Tropical Storm Beryl, having made landfall in Texas today. It absolutely slammed Houston and other parts of the state. The storm has caused widespread flooding, wind damage, and power outages. We'll get the latest from Greg Allen. In case you hadn't heard, there's some concern over Joe Biden and whether he is in shape to run for president. We're going to talk about that some more. Claudia Grisales will talk about what the word is on Capitol Hill. We will also get an update on reports that at least three UN schools housing displaced people in Gaza have been hit directly by Israeli airstrikes in the last week. It's all coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
It's 10 minutes before 4 o'clock.
Environment. Fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. This is NPR.
NPR is here for the lifelong learners, the investigators, the curious. It's here for you. Keep listening and growing with NPR.
We are proud to be your NPR station throughout this region. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight here on All Things Considered. We will start off our next hour with an update of news headlines. The time is 4 o'clock.
Capital One, what's in your wallet? And the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
It's 86 degrees in Lawrence. It is 86 in Topeka. The time is 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from I2S at KU, creating, disseminating, and commercializing fundamental knowledge and new technologies in computer systems, communication systems, and radar systems. More at i2s-research.ku.edu.
Stay with us. Coming up in our next half hour, last week, Britain's center-left Labour Party celebrated a big win over the long-ruling Conservative Party, also known as the Tories.
It's a very good sign that UK democracy is alive and kicking, it's healthy, and it's working.
Then yesterday in France, voters rejected a surging far-right populist party. We will learn more from Frank Langford, our global democracy correspondent, on what's behind these election results all coming up here in the next 30 minutes on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library summer events, including Blockbuster Wednesdays in June and July with kid-friendly performances, including A Magician, Science, and more. Three different performance times every Wednesday. Details at tscpl.org.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we will be going on an adventure with Destiny. We hear the characters of Beethoven's Prometheus Overture. Also, Elizabeth Rich performing Beethoven's Pathetique Sonata. Join us for classical music tonight on your KPR One stations. If you're joining us on KPR Two, stay tuned for This American Life at 7 o'clock.
Support for NPR from NPR News.
In 1811, a massive slave revolt broke out at a Louisiana plantation. Now the site is being turned into a museum.
We use the story of 1811 to kind of revert back to the power of the people to guard our freedom through any means necessary.
How rediscovering a historic event could inspire new generations. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition with Layla Fadl, Steve Inskeep, and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Health Foundation, helping organizations and individuals confront complex issues to make progress on health rankings in Kansas. Learn more at kansashealth.org.
News headlines are coming up next. 86 degrees in Lawrence, 84 at Fort Riley. The time is 4:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Excuse me. KanCare, the Kansas Medicaid program, has received a $2.5 million federal grant to enhance health services in schools. Bobby Graf Hendrickson. The state's deputy Medicaid director says the grant will ultimately bring more Medicaid-covered health services into Kansas schools.
That's going to help the parents not have to take off of work to take the child to get another appointment outside of the school day when the child could be receiving that service within that school time.
State officials said expanded mental health services will be among the offerings at school buildings. Graf Hendrickson says the state plans to survey schools, teachers, and parents sometime this fall to hear their input. A search is underway in northeast Kansas for a missing Native American man. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says foul play is suspected in the disappearance of 36-year-old Cameron Shoptees of Blue Rapids in Marshall County. He was last seen the night of July 4th. Kansas Public Radio is planning to perform maintenance on its tower in Lawrence this week, which will require FM 91.5 and FM 91.6 to go off the air for a period of time. KANU, which is the station based in Lawrence, will go off the air for part of the day tomorrow and all day Wednesday, while tower crews perform service work to the station's antenna. Affected communities include, but are not limited to, Lawrence, Topeka, and parts of the Kansas City metro area. Maintenance was originally scheduled to take place today, but due to staffing delays, the work has been pushed back to tomorrow and Wednesday. Other KPR stations, those in Emporia, Manhattan, and Chanute, should not be affected. Listeners can tune in to KPR and KPR2 online at kansaspublicradio.org and by using the free KPR app. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and humid with a high in the lower 80s. Continued humid tomorrow night, mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s. Sunny and hot on Wednesday with highs in the upper 80s. We'll get into the mid-90s over the weekend. You're listening to KPR, and it's 4:35.
Thank you.
It's NPR News.
Our job as journalists is to check the facts and then check them again, to cite our sources and ask the tough questions that need answering.
And unfortunately, I'm going to have to go back to my first question. Just, I still don't think I've heard an answer here. The presidential election.
What is Congress willing to do?
Is the U.S. doing everything it can?
I'm Leila Fadel from NPR, where independent public service journalism is what we do. This is NPR.
Thanks for supporting NPR and your local NPR station, Kansas Public Radio, a service of the University of Kansas. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
We hope you'll stay tuned. 2 more hours of All Things Considered coming right up. We start things off with an update of news headlines. Then, in our next 30 minutes, French voters turned out in record numbers to reject the far right. They proved all the pollsters wrong. The surprise outcome just 1 month after President Emmanuel Macron gambled on early legislative elections. We'll talk more about Joe Biden as well, all coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, a locally owned furniture store in Lawrence specializing in toxin-free customizable mattresses by Savvy Rest. All natural latex, wool, and cotton with a 20-year warranty. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, humid, highs in the lower 80s. Lows only down to the mid-60s tomorrow night as well. Highs in the upper 80s on Wednesday. Lows in the upper 60s on Wednesday night. It's 10 minutes before 5.
Keep you informed. Listen weekdays.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 86 degrees in Lawrence and 86 in Olathe. The time is 5 o'clock.
Lower today, oil down 83 cents a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering downloadable ebooks, audiobooks, streaming movies, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
It's 86 degrees in Lawrence, 87 in Manhattan. The time is 5:06.
Durham says the celebration will be short. We came together to beat the far right for now, she says, but we have to keep fighting because they're stronger than ever before. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from River Rat Print and Skate, a local source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating, including t-shirts, sweatshirts, workwear, and more. Available for school fundraisers and other events. Details at their location in North Lawrence or riverratks.com.
Stay with us. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, the RNC, the Republican National Committee, has a platform committee, and that has adopted former President Donald Trump's platform. What exactly does that mean? What is on that platform? We'll look into it in the next 30 minutes. Also, leaders of NATO countries are gathering in Washington, D.C. this week for the group's annual summit.
Job number one for the allies has to be imposing a defeat on Russia in Ukraine.
But reaching consensus on specific measures may not be easy. The details coming up from Terry Schultz. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, carrying a full line of farm-fresh local produce, including tomatoes, sweet corn, peaches, and other grades of Midwestern produce. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and humid with a high in the lower 80s. Still humid tomorrow night, lows in the mid-60s again. A little bit warmer on Wednesday with highs in the upper 80s. Highs around 90 Thursday and Friday, mid-90s for a high on Saturday. And Sunday, we could see some heat advisories issued. So make plans now for checking in on your neighbors and more. Maybe you need to arrange some things for your pets. Change your schedule a little bit. Anyway, this weekend's going to be hot. The time is 5:20.
This is NPR News.
In 1811, a massive slave revolt broke out at a Louisiana plantation. Now the site is being turned into a museum.
We use the story of 1811 to kind of revert back to the power of the people, to guard our freedom through any means necessary.
How rediscovering a historic event could inspire new generations on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your local host is Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Culinaria in Lawrence, serving Mediterranean-inspired cuisine, open for happy hour and dinner Wednesday through Saturday with wine night on Wednesdays, featuring glasses, bottles, and wine flights. Menu at culinariafoodandwine.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It is 86 degrees in Lawrence, 85 at Fort Riley, 88 in Emporia. It's 5:30.
Questions. Rob Stein, NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. KanCare, the Kansas Medicaid program, has received a $2.5 million federal grant to enhance health services in schools. Bobby Graf Hendrickson, the state's deputy Medicaid director, says the grant will ultimately bring more Medicaid-covered health services into Kansas schools.
That's going to help the parents not have to take off of work to take the child to yet another appointment outside of the school day when the child could be receiving that service within that school time.
State officials said expanded mental health services will be among the offerings at school buildings. Graf Hendrickson says the state plans to survey schools, teachers, and parents sometime this fall to get their input. Police in Kansas City, Kansas are searching for a man who stabbed a police officer late last night. The officer was starting his shift around 9:30 last night when a man approached him near 47th and State Avenue, took out a sharp object, and started stabbing the officer. WDAF-TV reports that the officer suffered two stab wounds. He is expected to recover. The suspect was still on the loose as of today. Anyone with information is asked to call the TIPS hotline at 816-474-TIPS. A search is underway in northeast Kansas for a missing Native American man. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says foul play is suspected in the disappearance of 36-year-old Cameron Shoptees of Blue Rapids in Marshall County. He was last seen the night of July 4th. The U.S. Adaptive Open Golf Championship gets underway today in the south central Kansas town of Newton. Nearly 100 men and women golfers representing 32 states, including Kansas, plus 11 different countries, are taking part at the Sand Creek Station Course in Newton. As Greg Eklund reports, the tournament is for golfers with disabilities.
For the first time in the 3 years of the event, there were qualifying rounds to even get into the championship field. Colton Dean of the USGA says the event's growth has made qualifying rounds necessary.
We expected it to eventually get there with the US Adaptive Open, but honestly the growth has been tremendous, and we got there in year three, which, you know, we definitely weren't expecting, but are super happy to see.
The only Kansan who qualified is Kirk Holmberg of Hutchinson, who's in the neurological impairment category. The tournament will take place over the next 3 days. I'm Greg Eklund.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight for northeast and east central Kansas with a low in the mid-60s. Humid tomorrow, highs in the lower 80s. Continued humid tomorrow night with lows in the mid-60s. Hot on Wednesday, highs in the upper 80s. We'll have highs around 90 for Thursday and Friday, and in the mid-90s for Saturday and Sunday. This is KPR. It's 535.
Listen. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News. Morning Edition from NPR News brings you where the stories are.
NPR's Morning Edition went to Pennsylvania to hear how people across that state are addressing this public health.
I'm in the back of a car, an EV, an electric vehicle, Chinese made, in China's capital, Beijing. We're moving along.
We wanted to see firsthand the challenges of accessing health care in rural America. Elberton, Georgia is a city of just...
Join us every weekday.
Tomorrow's a weekday. Tuesday, 5 to 9 a.m. is the time. Morning Edition is the program. Jay Schaefer will have your local news during Morning Edition tomorrow on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned with real people that answer your call, not a machine. Details and information at stonebackappliance.com, where we've got your back.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Stay with us in our next half hour. Beryl made landfall in Texas today as a Category 1 hurricane. It slammed Houston and other parts of the state.
Shelter in place. We're in an emergency. We're in a rescue mode. Life safety.
The now weakened but still deadly storm has caused widespread flooding, wind damage, and massive power outages. We'll get you the latest from Greg Allen, who's down there, coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu.
We're expecting low in the mid-60s tonight, highs in the lower 80s tomorrow. It's going to be humid. 85 degrees currently at Fort Riley, 88 in Emporia. It's 91 in Chanute at 10 minutes before 6.
This is NPR.
Proud to be your NPR source. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KAMB HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison, 89.9, K258BT Manhattan, 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. News headlines coming your way in 1 minute. It is 86 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. The time is 6 o'clock.